Public health officials have a problem. They're trying to encourage more parents to get their kids vaccinated because there's been a resurgence of dangerous diseases like measles, polio, and whooping cough as vaccination rates have dropped. But new research suggests trying to explain the benefits of vaccine and the risks of not getting vaccinated to a vaccine skeptic can actually make that parent less likely to get their kids vaccinated. To explain why, we turn, as we do most Tuesdays, to David Brooks, who writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and GraniteGeek.org. Hi there.
Hi there.
Is this latest research just a case of someone doubling down on a belief that's challenged, that they're saying, okay, fine, I'll just believe less in vaccines?
I don't know quite what's going on, to be honest. As I wrote my column, that I was kind of stupefied by this research. It was well done by several researchers, one of whom is Brendan Nyhan, who's a political science professor at Dartmouth, and he had studied how evidence can affect or not affect people's attitudes in the political arena, and he was interested in how that applied in the public health arena, and so he went to vaccines. They did web surveys with well over 1,000 parents who had kids under the age of 18, and they presented them randomly with one of four arguments in favor of vaccines that are being used by the Centers for Disease Control. And one of which was an explanation that there's no good evidence for the autism fears. That is the fear that somehow vaccines cause autism. And the other three were variations of information explaining how bad the diseases are that vaccines can prevent. And the idea behind those arguments is that most of us, people like me, we've grown up in a world that doesn't see these diseases. We almost never see measles. And the flu we see isn't bad. So we don't regard these diseases as a problem. And so we take vaccines lightly as a result. And so they presented various arguments showing parents how bad it can be, particularly measles can be for children. And they found that none of the arguments made the parents say they were more likely to get their children vaccinated. That's not entirely surprising because a lot of evidence, including some that Brendan Nyhan has done himself, has shown that sort of logical arguments are poor ways to convince people when they have an emotional attachment to something. What was startling is that for the parents who were most opposed to vaccines because they had fear of autism, evidence that autism is not caused by vaccines, they accepted the evidence and yet they became more determined not to give vaccines to their kids. Brendan Nyhan, when I talked to him, didn't have a really good argument. One of the follow-ups, obviously, is trying to decide what sort of messages should be tailored in the future to overcome this kind of attitude.
But I guess in a way, it's sort of like the doctor trying to get a patient to quit smoking. You can't simply just beat them over the head with, you're killing yourself, you're ruining your health, you're destroying your life, because the patient's going to either tune out or stop coming to the doctor at all. So you have to broach the subject in a different way.
It's interesting you mention that, because one of the things that Nyhan talked about to me was trying to develop alternative approaches. And if you look at surveys, everybody trusts their pediatrician more than anybody else when it comes to health advice. Parents do. But it's difficult for a doctor to argue against a deeply held belief like that without alienating the person, exactly as you just said. And the person walks out and then you can't treat them or their child anymore, and you haven't accomplished a darn thing. And as I predicted in the column, I did get quite a few comments at the bottom that were basically telling me how incredibly wrong I was and long wordy with lots of capital letters and 17,000 links in them pointing me to all sorts of dubious studies. But I must say that I got one of the best reader responses I've gotten in a long time, a fellow from not around here, who wrote very succinctly, David Brooks is a buffoon of epic proportion.
Not just regular proportions, epic proportions.
Epic. And I had to respond. Usually I don't respond to online comments, but this one I had to respond. I said, I disagree with his conclusion, but I admired his conciseness.
David Brooks, occasionally called a buffoon of epic proportions, we call him the Granite Geek. Thanks as always.
Thank you.